today's contestants, an HR director from San Francisco, California, Paloma Tombly. An undergraduate student at Stanford from San Diego, California, Keone Rodriguez. And our returning champion, an academic coach from Bakersfield, California, Devin Rossiter, whose one day cash winnings total $25,405. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. A big flip-flop on Jeopardy. From yesterday to today, we said goodbye to Carmella, who was a rather shy champion, and she has been replaced by Devin, who is not quite so shy. Keone and Paloma, welcome aboard and good luck. Here we go into the Jeopardy round. And now let's take a look at the category, shall we? Clues across the Smithsonian. Aha. Followed by U.S. Islands. Add an E. Each correct response will be two words, one of them having an E more than the previous word. Automaker for the people, animated TV, and finally the whole truth. Devin, start.
My kids are watching. Let's give them a chance. Animated TV for 200.
This titled Springfield Family doesn't seem to have aged a bit in 31 years. Devin.
Who are the Simpsons?
Yes.
Animated TV for 400.
Isaac Hayes was the voice of Jerome Chef McElroy on this TV show. Paloma.
What is South Park?
Right.
Animated TV 600.
Despite all his scheming on Looney Tunes, Wile E. Coyote never quite catches this prey. Keone?
What is the Roadrunner?
Yeah.
Animated TV 800.
These neighbors of the Flintstones had a son named Bam Bam. Paloma.
Who are the Rebels?
Yes.
Animated TV 1000.
Double Indecency and Skytanic are episodes of the show about this titled spy whose code name is Duchess. Keone.
What is Archer?
Archer, right you are.
U.S. Islands 200.
Tradition says Peter Minuit bought this island from local Native Americans for the equivalent of $24. Devin.
What is Manhattan?
Right.
U.S. Islands for 400.
Answer. Daily double. Finding it way too early, but you can risk up to 1,000.
Let's do 1,000.
All right. A tourist spot, Maryland's Kent Island, is the largest island in this body of water.
What is Chesapeake Bay?
That's it. And you're now in the middle.
Let's continue. U.S. Islands for 600.
Since 1895, most of this northern Michigan island has been part of a state park. Keone.
What is Isle Royale?
No. Paloma or Devin? What is Mackinac? Mackinac. Back to you, Devin.
Let's move to add an E for 200.
A word meaning great delight is happy to add an E to be a young roux. Keone.
What is joy? Joey?
We need two words.
Joey and Joey.
Thank you. Yes, joy and joy.
U.S. Islands, 800.
Money from the BP oil spill is being used to restore this state's Queen Bess Island, a pelican habitat. Keone.
What is Louisiana?
You got it.
U.S. Islands, 1,000.
In a famous annual event, ponies swim from Assateague Island to this state's nearby Chincoteague. Paloma.
What is North Carolina?
Nope. Keone or Devin? The state is Virginia. Back to you, Keone.
Smithsonian for 200.
All right, here we go.
I'm Bill Kelly from ABC7. The Air and Space Museum's Pioneers of Flight Gallery includes such treasures as the bright red Lockheed Vega, in which this woman became the first woman and second person to fly solo across the Atlantic in 1932.
Devin.
It was Amelia Earhart.
Right.
Clues across the Smithsonian for 400.
Hi, I'm Michelle Marsh from ABC7. This Georgia congressman and veteran of the civil rights movement began pushing for an African American history museum in the 1980s. And at the 2016 dedication said he felt like seeing Mahalia Jackson's How We Got Over.
Devin.
Who is John Lewis?
Yes.
Clues across the Smithsonian for 600.
The Air and Space Museum's Milestones of Flight Hall is filled with historic craft, like this plane, that made headlines around the world in the spring of 1927.
Devin.
What is the Spirit of St. Louis?
Yes.
Smithsonian for 800.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Elias from ABC 7. The architect of the Smithsonian Castle said the color of the sandstone he used was close to ashes of roses. It was quarried in Maryland along this nearby river.
Devin?
What is the Potomac?
That's the river.
And Smithsonian for 1,000.
Hi, I'm Veronica Johnson from ABC 7. The atrium of the National Museum of the American Indian displays boats, including a birch bark canoe of this people of Lake Superior, also known as the Ojibwe. Many of their customs are depicted in the Song of Hiawatha.
Keone.
We're the Anishinaabe.
That is right. We were looking for the Chippewa, but congratulations. That takes you up to 3,000, and it takes us into our first commercial break. We're going to pause, as we always do, and we're going to come back, as we always do. Paloma Tombley is from San Francisco. You had your first child in January of this year?
Yes, a boy.
And I understand that the two of you bond together even more than normal because you watch Jeopardy together. Is that right?
Yes, it's part of our bedtime routine. You know, he goes to bed between 7:30 and 8, so we wind down with Double Jeopardy. And when Final Jeopardy music comes on, it's time to go.
I can't tell you how many photographs I have received from fans showing me their infants watching our program and learning that they really love the theme of the show, the theme music.
Yes.
So, all right. Keone Rodriguez from San Diego, California. When we're young, we develop interest in various things for a while. You got into a foreign country's culture for a while, didn't you?
Yeah. So in high school, I, for some reason, just had a penchant for culture, Irish and Scottish and Welsh. It's not something that people expect of me, but you know, to this day, I still have a great respect for Irish culture and history.
But why? Was it the dancing, the music, the fun, or the other things?
I mean, it's hard to pick, but I would say the music has been a big part.
Okay. Devin Rossiter is our champion, ladies and gentlemen. Co-hosts a local math show. What's that all about?
So it's called Do the Math. It's run by our county's education office. So kids call in with homework problems, and then live on the air, we work it out for them on TV so that they can see it.
Oh, good for you. All right. Well, let's get back into this one. And Keone has command of the board. Go ahead and make a selection.
I'll pick Adam E for 400.
A word denoting vigor doubles its E to make the cry of a young bird. And the two words in the correct response are pep and peep. Keone?
Adam E, 600.
A word meaning angry takes on an E to enjoy a honey and water alcoholic concoction. Devin?
What is mad and neat?
Yes.
Add an E for 800.
To experience again in your mind becomes a word meaning to ease pain. Devin?
What is relive and relieve?
Yes.
And add an E for 1,000.
A unit of fluid capacity takes on an E to become a 16th century sailing vessel. So you go from gallon to galleon. Back to you, Devin.
Let's move to the whole truth for 200.
In 2019, Berkeley removed gender-specific language from its municipal code, making these into maintenance holes. Keone.
What are manholes?
Yeah.
The whole truth, 400.
The notorious Winter Park sinkhole of 1981 in this state swallowed a house and several automobiles. Devin.
What is Florida?
Right, with less than a minute.
Whole truth for 600.
An atrioventricular septal defect is a hole or holes in this organ. Keone.
What is the heart?
Yeah.
The whole truth, 800.
Under new rules of golf for 2019, there's no penalty for leaving this in the hole while putting. Devin.
What is the flag?
Yep.
Automaker for the people for 200.
Charge down the road in its charger. Devin.
What is Dodge?
Good.
Automaker for the people, 400.
Someone will call 911 if you go too fast in its Macan GTS. Devin.
What is Porsche?
Yes.
Automaker for 600.
In 2017, you could get its V90 during its King of Sweden Day sales event. Paloma.
What is Volvo?
Right.
Automaker, 800.
This German company makes the A3 sedan. Keone.
What is Audi?
Audi, yes. And with that, you move up to 4,600. And Paloma is the one going first in Double Jeopardy. We'll set the board up during this break. Paloma, you have been silent for too long. You're going to pick first in Double Jeopardy from these categories, and I hope you earn a lot of money. Anthropology, seeing red, animalograms. Here's the play. It's going to be close. Oh, he's out. Where do we start?
Here's the play, 400.
In this 1955 play, Brick tells Maggie, I don't want to lean on your shoulder. I want my crutch. Paloma.
What is fences?
No. Keona or Devin? What is cat on a hot tin roof? Back to you, Paloma.
Here's the play, 800.
David Frost gets a drunken late-night call from this other title man just before the final interview. Keone.
What is Death of a Salesman?
Nope. Devin.
Who's Nixon?
Richard Nixon, yes.
Here's the play, 1200.
God of Carnage starred Hope Davis, Jeff Daniels, Marcia Gay Harden, and this Sopranos boss. Devin.
This is James Gandolfini.
He's the one.
Here's the play for 1600.
Answer there. There you go.
It's easy in 800.
800?
800.
All right. Kevin Bacon was not in this numeric play in 1990, but you could go trace his connections to Courtney B. Vance and Stockard Channing. Anything?
No.
What is 6 degrees of separation? All right. You lost just a little. Go again.
It's going to be close. 400.
Steve Kerr joked, well, I guess I got to bail Michael out again, describing a game-winning shot for this team in the 1997 NBA Finals. Devin?
The Chicago Bulls.
Yes.
It's going to be close for 800.
At the 2008 Olympics, he won his 7th gold by a fingertip, beating Milorad Kavic to the wall in the 100-meter butterfly by 0.01 of a second. Keone.
Who is Michael Phelps?
Yes.
It's going to be close, 1,200.
On May 24th, 1992, Al Unser Jr. held off the perfectly named for his sport, Scott Goodyear, by 0.043 of a second to win this event. Paloma.
What is the Daytona 500?
No. Devin.
What is the Indianapolis 500?
Yes.
It's going to be close for 1,600.
It doesn't get much closer than the 2009 Wimbledon final, where this Swiss mister beat Andy Roddick 16-14 in the 5th set. Devin.
It's Roger Federer.
Yeah.
And it's going to be close for 2,000.
In 2015, after 8 hours, 8 minutes, and 32 seconds, just 8 seconds would separate the first and third place finishers in this type of race. Keone.
What is a triathlon?
You got it.
Okay, here's the play, 2000.
Neil Simon won a 1991 Tony for Lost in Here, which actually isn't too far from Broadway. Paloma.
What is Yonkers?
Yeah.
Animalograms for 400.
A slitherer, we hope, doesn't live up to its anagram, ankle taster. Devin.
What is rattlesnake?
Right.
Animalograms for 800.
It's not a fan of under glass, hates pan. Keone.
What is, sorry.
Oh, that's too bad. Paloma or Devin? We're going for pheasant. Mm-hmm. Pheasant under glass. Back to you, Devin.
Animalograms for 1,200.
If it charges, hi, coroners. Devin.
What is a rhinoceros?
Yes.
Animalograms 1,600.
Specific type of bird in a Stevie Nicks tune. Evident who we dig. What is white-winged dove? That was a tough one. Devin, back to you.
Seeing red for 400.
A brilliant red. It can come before macaw or fever in nature. Paloma.
What is scarlet?
Yes.
Seeing red, 800.
This pinkish red color is named for the external skeletons of certain marine organisms. Talking about coral. Back to you, Paloma.
Seeing red, 1200.
Not plum, but this purplish red comes from a fruit tree. Scientifically, Prunus avium. What is cherry? Paloma?
Seeing red, 1600.
Gemstones that are also types of red include the ruby and this six-letter dark, clear mineral. Paloma?
What is garnet?
Good.
Seeing red, 2000.
As seen in Titian's Assumption of the Virgin from the year 1518, this wormy, vivid red was widely used in medieval and Renaissance art. And this red is vermilion. Mm. All right, two full categories and one clue left. Paloma?
He's out, 400.
As Baghdad fell in 2003, this president took some pocket money, $1 billion from Iraq's central bank. Paloma?
Who is Saddam Hussein?
Yes.
He's out, 800.
The fascist Grand Council booted this leader on July 24th, 1943. But in a George Costanza-like move, he went to work the next day. Didn't fly. Devin.
Who's Mussolini?
Right.
Animalograms for 2000.
What one lion said to the other. Plate one. Keone.
What is an antelope?
That's it.
Anthropology, 1200.
This flowy top is in an anthropology book as the most universal of civilized garments, and in anthropology stores sells for $95. Talking about a tunic. Less than a minute to go now, Keone.
Anthropology 16.
Douglas Owsley has studied Jamestown and Branch Davidian skeletons to do this kind of anthropology that figures out how people died. Keone.
What is forensic?
Yes.
Anthropology 2000.
The first prehistoric individual ID'd with parents of different human groups lived around 90,000 BC and was half Denisovan, half this group. Keone.
What is Neanderthal?
Yes.
Anthropology 800.
Answer, Daily Double. You seem to be very comfortable with the category.
Let's do 7,000.
7,000. All right, for a $5,000 lead, if you are right, here is the clue. Ruth Benedict analyzed this country in her classic book, The Chrysanthemum and the Sword.
What is Japan?
Japan is right, yes. And with that, you take the lead by $5,000. And here comes Final Jeopardy for the three of you. Country names. Think about it. Make your wagers. Back in a moment.
You don't get much time to yourself. So when you do...
A Camel and a Geico ad asks, Mike, what day is it? And here's this nickname for Wednesday. What is Hump Day? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For our final today in country names, players, you're going to have to work quickly. Here is the clue for you. Five UN member countries have one-syllable names. Chad, Laos, and these three in Europe. 30 seconds. Good luck. Easy, I think, but that third one was a devil. We come to you first, Paloma. You had 3,600. Which countries did you put down? What are France, Spain, and that third one?
Yeah.
Which is the devil. We'll have to see if one of the other players comes up with it. You lost 3,500. That leaves you with $100. Let's go to our champion, Devin. He had 13,400. He came up with these three countries. Spain, France, and Greece. And Greece is that country that completes the threesome, and it almost doubles your score and puts you into the lead with 26,799. Keone was not looking too happy a moment ago. Why is that? He came up with Spain, France, and I can't read what else.
Nothing.
You're going to lose some money. How much? 10,000. That drops you down to 8,400, and it makes Devin a two-day champion with an impressive total of $52,204. Well done. Good game. Good game. Thanks to all three of you. And thank you for tuning us in. So on.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.
We'll be right back.
Another round of COVID crackdowns, with a rise in cases, struggling business owners react to the tighter restrictions that could be coming. Plus, a change to D.C.'s return to school plan. Now 7 on your side finds out what happens next. New at 11.